is Wednesday, November 20th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And joining us now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
You know, had I known, I'd have taken more art classes.
Had you known what?
That Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley were going to grow up to be these great visual art centers.
Mm. There's still time.
I'd have taken more art classes, but I'm learning.
Good.
And currently we're learning about Winslow Homer.
Okay.
They have an exhibit called Winslow Homer and the American Pictorial Press on show right now at the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum.
So who's Winslow Homer?
Winslow Homer was a lithographer when he was a teenager that did a lot of work for like Harper's Weekly. Spent almost 20 years as an illustrator before he decided to paint full time. And eventually became a really celebrated artist, particularly for his maritime scenes. But the early stuff is a lot of the everyday life that was on the covers of magazines at that time, and they have a whole bunch of it at the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, which you probably haven't seen yet if you're from Northwest Arkansas. So you can get down there and see this exhibit.
I saw it while it was under construction. Mm-hmm. That was a while ago.
The exhibit comes from Syracuse University, and it also includes some pieces by his contemporaries, Thomas Nast, who would end up being a political cartoonist for Harper's. When Winslow Homer was illustrating things for Harper's Weekly, their circulation a week was 200,000 people.
Oh, wow.
At that time.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So it's a pretty cool exhibit, and it's on through January 5th. It is free, and you can find out more at fsram.org.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.